With the rub of Hussein by knowing Asma'ul Husna. And when Allah said, this is some stuff I said yesterday, when He said, وَأَلَّمَ آدَمَ أَسْمَاءُ كُلَّهَا, and He taught Adam all the names. The names or the attributes of divinity are in each of our souls. It is for me and you to understand that the potential we have within us is unlimited, literally. You can literally do whatever you want. And that is what these Asma'ul Husna are all about. To be successful in the eyes of Allah. To be able to say at the point of death, I did my best. Thank you for life. Not, oh, thank God, or, oh, bas ab kya kare hum, you know, zindagi. There's no, this is a blessing. Every single moment you and I have is a blessing. And the Asma'ul Husna are here for me and you to be able to raise ourselves, to be able to show His, if I can say, display or manifest the Asma'ul Husna. The Prophet says, تَخَلُّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah. Now, a little bit from yesterday. I said that Allah is the one whom you go to. He's your go-to. You know, in the darkest of times, in despair, who do you go to? You raise your hands in dua. So you've got to be a go-to person. Do people come to you? Do people come to me? If they not, then I'm gonna reevaluate myself. Now yesterday I said that inshallah, for the whole day you are gonna say one name of Allah, which was Ya Allah. I'm hoping you did tasbih and tasbih and tasbih. You said Ya Allah. Now the name that is not in this Asma'ul Husna, we will look at some of these, is synonymous with Allah is Rabb. Rabb is so synonymous with Allah. It's like they're joined together, right? If you look at the Quran, barely 5 times in other words, Allahumma. But Rabb, Rabbana, Rabbi, so many times. In fact, 900 and something. Hundreds of times. Every time a prophet, and these are examples for us, every time they wanted to connect with Allah, or they were in despair, we'll talk about it, and they were stuck, they would use the word Rabb. That's what they would use. Now first we're going to look at what Rabb means, how it goes, all the rest of it. Now remember, in my salah, in your salah, in Surah Al-Fatiha, what do you begin with besides this salah? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alamin. Now I don't like the word translated in English called Lord. I don't even know what a Lord is. Maybe from Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings. I don't know what Lord is. So now, and because, yes, I mentioned this, because in our mind is ingrained, if I say master, we think a slave, but a slave runs away from his master, for a slave only wants freedom. But you and I say, Iyakeh na'budu wa Iyakeh nasta'in. You and you alone, I don't want to be enslaved to. So now let's try and understand the word and see where it is used, okay? So we'll start off first by saying, what is the word Rab? First of all, basic meaning, someone who nurtures me. Somebody who takes me to my personal best, step by step. I've told this story many times, I'm going to repeat it. Then this little girl, whose doll is broken. These days you have teddy bears, right? Broken. So mama says, dog hospital down the road. Take your dog down the road. Take it to the hospital, and they'll mend it for you. Little girl runs down to the hospital, gives the child the doll, and says, "I need you to mend it." But she comes back home, and the doll is still broken. Mama says, "Did you not take her to the hospital, to the doll hospital?" She said, "I did." Mama is angry. Have you met angry moms? Oh my goodness! You see them at school, right? So this mom runs to the doll hospital with a child and says, "My child brought a doll. You need to make it better. You are in a hospital after all." And the doctor said, "How can we put it together when she won't let go?" She kept on holding the doll, so we could not repair it. Allah can only nurture you and me if we learn to let go. That's number one. So he nurtures me. Right, number two. You've all heard of the word tarbiyah, right? Do you know what tarbiyah is? In every dua, what do you read? Rabbir rahamhuma kama rabbayani. Rabb, have rahma on them, have mercy on them, be kind to them. Who are those people? My mom and my dad. Why? Because when I was young, they did tarbiyah, they did rabbayani sagira. Selflessly, they looked after me. I cried, and they looked after me. Whatever I needed, they gave to me. That's what they did. So, Rabbi Hamakum Arabiyani, so then, my Rabbaniya. In the Munajat of Imam Ali, Allah could add Imam Ali, he said beautifully, Mawlaya ya Mawlaya. You know that Munajat, don't you? Anta Rab wa Amal Marbu. Well, don't look at the other Asma al Husna. You are the Rab. I mean, I am enslaved to you. Now let me look at some other meanings of Rab before I go into the things that will concern us. There are five meanings. How many fingers on your hand? Five. We talked about Allah as well. Five meanings of Rab. The first one is that Allah is Malik. He owns you and me. Now you might dispute it. I own my head. Do you own your head? Yes? No? Respond. You do. But if your head hurts, can you say head get better? Why not? Your back hurts, your feet hurt, can you say you belong to me, get better? So I'm not the owner, am I? Who is the owner? Rab. But a Rab is not only a Malik, he's also a Sayyid. A Sayyid is someone who controls. You may be an owner, but you may not control something. If your TV goes bust, you own it, it's yours, but can you put it right? No. You need somebody to come and sort it out. So he's Malik, he's also Sayyid. Now he's also something that we call Murabbi. Do you know what Murabbi is? A Murabbi is either a teacher or a parent. Somebody who assists you to be the best. A parent will take you up to your, in this country, 18. But most parents go until the child is 60. You're still their parent, right? No? If you have a 40-year-old, 50-year-old, they say, "Mom," they still come, right? I have my eldest is 42, and it's still mom, okay? So, you're a murabbi. So, Allah is, you got to help me here. Malik, Sayyid, murabbi. He's also qayyim. Qayyim is when something gets broken, he puts it together. He helps it stand. That's all part of Rab. So, when you're thinking of Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, these five things should come into your head. And the fifth thing, which is beautiful, is that he's mun'im. Mun'im means he just showers you with gifts even if you don't deserve them. Isn't that what a parent does? What do parents do? They give you even though you do not deserve it. But he is amazing. He will give you despite. So these are the sort of classical meanings of what it is. Now let's look at the prophets. Okay. The first dua that human beings made was made by the first human being that was created, whose name was Adam, and his wife was Hawa. You gotta engage with me, otherwise it's not gonna work. So their dua is mentioned in Surah number 7, ayah 23. What do they say? They say, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Our Rabb, we have wronged ourselves. Wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. If you don't forgive us and you don't have mercy on us, then we will be of the losers. First dua, what word did they use? Rabb. Let's look at Prophet Nuh, the other prophet. What does he say? When he's covered in stones, they tell him, no, are you serious? In Kufa, there is no water and you're building a boat. What is wrong with you? And they don't listen to him. They cover him in stones. Jibreel comes and helps him up. What does he say? Rabbi anni maglubun. What word did he use? Rub. I need to put rub into your head, okay? Like I said, in our head, the biggest thing is how can he be a rub, a master, and me a slave? But this is a different slave that I'm talking about. Okay. Let's look at the first order Allah gives in the Quran. Ya ayyuhan nas, O human beings. This is Surah number 2, ayah 31. Ya ayyuhan nas, ubudu rabbakum. O human beings. Be the slaves of your rub. خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Created you and those before you so that you may become God conscious. So that you may know that you can be the best regardless of what people tell you. That's basically what it's saying. Okay. So, let's go to another prophet. Yusuf? Are you good with Yusuf? All right, let's go to Yusuf. Yusuf has brothers. You and I have got siblings, right? You trust your siblings. What do these siblings do? Put him in a well. Don't they? They throw him into a well. They don't know that he's going to come out. They just leave him to die over there. Then they pull him out. Or somebody, a caravan passing by, wants water, pulls him out. Oh my goodness, that's a good looking boy. What do? Sell him as a slave. Where does he go? To the house of the Aziz of Egypt. He buys him. He's got a bargain. That time people were soft and bored. He got a bargain. Goes to the Aziz. He goes to his house. And lo and behold, beautiful wife. She thinks he's awesome. So she tries her whatever she wants with him. Quran says, Hammat bihi wa hammat biha. She liked him and he liked her. But he didn't want to get involved in this. Wrongfully accuses him. Where does he end up? Prison. Does he not? Prison for a long time. Even the person he told who came out of prison, he said, can you please tell the king I'm being put here in error? He forgets. And then he comes out of prison. And he becomes the treasurer, the chancellor of Egypt. Does he not? He's in charge of all the finances of Egypt. Yes? And then he is reunited with his family. And that dream he saw in childhood, did he not see that dream? Where he saw the 12, the sun and the stars. Yes, sun, moon and stars doing such that to him. Now see what he tells Allah. Okay, so I'm going to look and see what his dua is. So he uses the word Rabb as well. And he says, Rabbi. Use the word Rabbi. He said, my Rabb, you gave me this mulk. قَدْ أَعْتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ. You gave me this kingdom. Then he says, وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَعْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. And you let me see what my dream was, or the meaning of my dream. Then he says, Fatir samawati wal ard, anta wali fi dunya wal akhirah. You are my friend in the dunya and akhirah, and we'll hopefully look at these words. Tawaffani muslimin wal alihni bisalimi. What does he say? Make sure I never die unless I'm a Muslim, unless I'm actually attached to you, and that I become one of the righteous. What word did he use when he prayed to God, by the way? How did he address it? Rabb. Okay, let's look at somebody else. My favorite person, Musa. You like Musa? I like Musa too. So let's look at Musa. Musa, and I fast forward from yesterday. We talked a bit about him yesterday. So Musa is lonely, he's accused, or he's not. He hits this person. Let me go back to Egypt. Egypt, he's living in a massive house in the palace, and he sees one of the soldiers fighting with one of the Bani Israel, being really bad to him. So he punches him, and mistakenly kills him. You all know that, right? Now they're looking for him. He's running away. So he's walking to Madian all alone. He doesn't know what to do. It's a lonely walk. He gets to Madian. He didn't even know he was going to get there. He helps those two girls get water from the well. He sits down under the tree. What does he say to Allah? Rabbi inni lima anzaltu ilayya min khayrin faqir. By the way, your passwords should be this, 2824. Don't use different ones, okay? But this is surah number 28, ayah 24. Ya Rab, just give me anything. I'm a faqir, I don't have anything. Again, what word of Allah do you use? What name do you use? Rabbi. What I'm trying to say here is that before every name, you're going to say, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi, and then when we do Rahman, Rahim, whatever, you'll use those, right? That's what he says. So that's the first one. Now he's told, go to Fir'aun. And what does Fir'aun say? Ana Rabbukumul A'la. I am the greatest. Rabb. What word does Fir'aun use? Rabb. Then he says, Umar Rabbukuma Ya Musa. Surah number 20, ayah 49. Who is your Rabb, Ya Musa? My Rabb is the one who created everything. Thumma hada, and then showed me the way. When you and I lost, what are we going to use? What are we going to use? Rabb. Okay, let's go a bit further up. Fast forward, we're sitting with Fir'aun, and Fir'aun's getting all these signs, leave my people, let them go. Yes, every time there's a sign comes, I let them go, he doesn't let them go. Anyway. So now they leave at night. You all know this story. It's not that you don't know. They come to the edge of the Red Sea. Who is behind them? The army of Fir'aun. Are you awake or not? You are. Okay. Army of Fir'aun. What is in front? The Red Sea. Okay. So let's see what happens here. Surah number 26. My favorite ayah of Quran in a minute. Okay. I say that to all of them anyway. So Surah number 26. The Bani Israel who are with him, they say, oh my goodness. God has Habu Musa. This is I 61. They say, Inna lamudrakun. Kalas. We are finished. Because behind is Fir'aun, in front is the sea. That's it. He's going to kill us all. What does Musa say? He says, Kala kala. Inna ma'ya Rabbi sayahdi. My Rabb is with me. He will show us a way out of it. They said there's no way out. What does he say? Please remember this ayah. Forget everything I said. I have it put in a big picture on top of in my lounge. Inna ma'ya Rabbi sayahdi. Do you think it was normal for somebody to hit the sea and it to open up? Do you think that was normal?
Yeah.
Even today, is that normal? No. It wasn't a normal thing. It just wasn't done. And what is Allah telling? Musa hit the sea. Musa, road comes. And then even the Bani Israel says, we're not going together. Some of us are Khoja, some of us are Pakistanis, some of us are Indians, some of us are Arabs, some are... Sorry. They wanted the 12 tribes to go separately. So how many roads came? 12. Was that a dumb thing? You and me would say, one road escape, just let's go. No. They wanted it personalized. Inna ma'ya Rabbi sayahdi. What word of Allah do they use? What name? Rab. Okay. I'm just trying to emphasize what Rab is and the Prophet. No revelation for a long time. Really sad. Really, really sad. He thinks God is upset with him. He doesn't know what to do. He's really feeling anxious. What does Allah say? Any idea? Ma wada'ka rabbuka wa ma kala. Surah Duha. Your Rabb has not left you. He's not angry with you. He's not upset with you. Neither has he left you. When you're upset, recite Surah Al-Duha and see what happens. In moments of despair, when you're down in the dumps and you really don't know what to do, when things are going wrong, call him, Ya Rabbi. It's the only name that you can personalize. Quran nowhere says Ilahi. Have you ever read Quran? Rahmani, Rahimi, Maliki, Kudusi, have you seen it? No. There is no Ya anywhere, but there is Rabbi, my Rabb. It's the only one you can personalize. If you, my children love sports. Your children love sports? My daughter supports Watford. The grandson supports Manchester City, I think. Something like that, okay. And each one is talking about my team. Mine. The only problem is, I say my Rab, but I don't like being told what to do. That's why I don't like the word slave. So if mom says, brush your teeth, really? Pray on time, really? If I see, have you seen speed cameras on the roads? Really? Speed cameras? But they're there for your safety and my safety and the safety of our children. You see you've seen in London these days, 20 miles an hour. And everybody complains, but it's because there is safety concerns. Gotta pay tax. Have you seen your husbands with their tax bills? Or maybe you with your tax bills? Really, do I have to pay this much? But it's all going towards a good cause. We don't like it. But Rab is the one who tells me to do these things. Not the tax and the road, but he says that too, to keep yourself safe. Incidentally, you know it's wajib to wear a seatbelt because it's protecting your life, not only by the government, but wherever life is protected, it's something from God. We don't like it, but you can personalize it. You can say Rabbi, you can say Rabbana, and then look at him. So now let's take a parent, okay? My parents upset with me because I'm a Khoja. Maybe because I married a Pakistani. I love you. I really do. Okay. I'm just giving an example of what parents do. Maybe the Pakistanis are my cousins. I don't know. But I always tell my children, for example, please, for God's sake, rest of the day, are you serious? So, stuff like that. We do that, don't we? And even a parent will throw you out of the house. They come to a stage where they say, Nay, I'm not your mother anymore. I just don't want you because you married whatever. Doesn't matter. Or you did this. Look at what Allah says. I need you to just listen to this really, really carefully. So look at it. It's from Surah 39, Ayah 53. Please ingrain this in your head. He says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Oh, my servants, oh, my slaves who have been extravagant with their souls, who have done wrong things, who have committed great crimes. Parents will let you go, but not God. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never despair of the mercy of Allah. Inna Allaha yaghfiru dhunuba jamia. Allah will forgive you all your sins. Every single one. Everyone. Innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim. Don't let anybody convince you that you are unsolvable or unsavable. That is their concept of life, not yours. Your God and my God says, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. The greatest sin is to despair of His mercy. That's what he's talking about. This is Rab. Rab is everything that is awesome. So the reason why I started with Rab today and Allah yesterday was before we learned any other names, ingrain in your head, Ya Allah, Ya Rab. Ya Rabbi, my Rab. So hopefully today, your whole tasbih is going to be Ya Rabbi. When you want to communicate with someone, you get close to them. Closeness comes through communication, right? I have a friend sitting there. If I don't speak to her for a week, something happens inside, does it not? Does it not do that? Thanks, okay. And then she goes offline for a while, okay? And it really bugs me. So in the same way with God, you need the conversation going. And you need a conversation that comes with the right words. You know, I don't know what you call your children. Janu, Mitu, I don't know what you call them, okay? Is that what you call them? My Jan. I know when my son hasn't called me for a few days because the phone call started, Mama, I love you so much. Well, what happened the last 3 days? Every day after work he calls me. Forgets 3 days. What happened? But Mama, don't Mama, Mama, me. 3 days you didn't call me. And now you say you love me. So with Allah, it's to be a constant conversation. A constant conversation with Ya Rabbi. Let me give you a hadith and then hopefully you will carry on tomorrow. Abdi ati'ni. My Abd, he says this in hadith of this. Ati'ni. Do what I say. Ati'ni, follow me. Do the bare minimum. Do the bare minimum that I tell you. Faja'alaka mathali. I will make you like me. God saying. And hayyun la amut, I live, I never die. But ja'alaka hayyun la tamut, I will make you live never to die. You want immortality? Isn't this for me? I will make you live for forever. Now tomorrow we're going to look at the two names of Allah. On your, you've got these. You should have these, right? So if you look at it, 62 and 63 are highlighted because they are phenomenal. All the names come from here. Hayy and Qayyum. Ya Hayyu and Ya Qayyum. That's what we're going to do tomorrow. And you need to know the numbers, 62 and 63. Hopefully your passcode will be 6363. I don't know, but that's how you will remember. You can change it, whatever you want to do. So tomorrow, inshallah, we'll look at this. But today, we will look at somebody very briefly who actually understood what Rabb meant. And one who knew this ayah. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Representatives of Allah behave like this as well. Hur, we talked about him. Let me tell you what he did, okay? He's going to go through some of the things that he did. Number one, Hur stopped them or diverted them. We talked about it yesterday, right? He diverted them away from Kufa to go to Karbala. Look at the things he did, number one. Number two, he moved the camp away from the water. At least he was in the meeting that moved the camp away from the water. Number three, he called reinforcements. But I can't do this on my own. Number four, he was present in the meeting to stop water on the seventh. What is he called in your and my eyes? Is he called a mujrim? Is he called guilty? Okay, wakes up on the day of Ashura. We are told in some riwayah that Zaki Deen tell you from the member that in his dream, he said that Fatima tells him, what did my son do wrong to you? But that morning he wakes up. And he wakes up and he sees his soldiers. He's a general. He's very well respected. He sees that water is being poured onto the hooves of the horses because it's too hot. And in the distance, he can hear these children say, Al-Atash al thirsty. In his head, what does he think? La taqnatu mir rahmati. Do not despair in the mercy of Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'an. Is there any words that when we say, Ya bi anta wa ummi, I give myself, my father and me, my mother, if we sacrifice to you, who is included? So, takes horse, son, slave, goes to the camp of Imam Hussein, waits outside, comes down on the horse, goes on his knees, ties his hands with a handkerchief, and he crawls to Imam Hussein. When he crawls to Imam Hussein, he puts his head on the lap of Imam Hussein, and he says, O son of Rahmatul Lil Alameen, has come to you the greatest sinner in the world. Imam did not say, what did you do? Why did you do? How did you do? When did you do? Nothing. Imam tells him, Akhi Hur. Oh, my brother Hur. Your mother named you Hur, which is free. You are free in this world and in the Akhirah. And he says, Abbas, come. Our guest has come. When you and I can live like that, when we can be like that, then we know that it embodied that name. Oh, he grudges like nobody's business. So Hur, you remember Rab, you remember Ibad, and you remember this sentence, Ya Ibad al-Ladina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Now I hope and I pray that today your tasbih will all be about Ya Rabbi. Are you good? But you can't only do that. Both of them, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi. Can we do that? Tasbih of both. And tomorrow what are we going to look at? Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Are you good with that? Okay. So can we have a salawat, please? Allahumma salli ala